got carriage by the catful. There's Ozzy from Newcastle.
It's one of the Mojo ads for Tui's back in the 80s. It's a 60-seconder. It's terrific, actually. And it's all about Craig Johnston, my next guest, who's celebrating his 64th birthday today. Born in South Africa, grew up locally here in the Lake Macquarie, played his junior football for Lake Macquarie City, and between 1977 and 1988 played in the English Football League. He won the European Cup, five league titles and FA Cup. In fact, scored in the 1986 Grand Final with Liverpool. They called him Skippy over in the UK. Made, well, about 270-odd Liverpool appearances, scored 40 goals, was a key member of the 1986 double-winning team. And he also co-wrote the team's 1986 Cup Final song, The Anfield Rap.
Liverpool FC is hard as hell. United, Tottenham,
also designed that, well, basically set up the design of the Predator Adidas soccer boot, devised a television show. He's done all sorts of things and wants to do the soccer equivalent of Big Bash cricket and revolutionise the game. And he's on the line now, Craig Johnston. Happy birthday, Craig.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Yeah.
Most appreciated.
What's in store for you, Dave? It's not a rude question, Craig.
Well, the main thing to do is to go and thank you and pay respect for the human being that brought me into this world, which is my very, very dear mummy, Dorothy Johnston, and Mum is out of Blacksmith, so I'm going out there. I've got two or three meetings on the way, but I just wanted to say thank you to my mum and my dad for having me 64 years ago and bringing me into this beautiful country, this beautiful part of the world, and just giving me all the assets and the love and care to do basically what I wanted to do. Which is go over to England against all the odds.
You were very young at the time, and your mum and dad sold their house, didn't they, to fund your airfare to get over to England. Is that correct?
They did, 100%, and that's what I'm talking about. And they sacrificed everything they had because they believed in my dream. And, it's a very emotional story, and that's why I don't like to tell it too often.
No,
first of all, I want to get to something that's really important, that you said I was born in South Africa, but my mum and dad were on dad's from Cardiff, and mum's from Cessnock. So they met on the boat going over to the UK. Dad was going to be a soccer player, he's 20 years old, and mum was going to be a teacher at 20 years in London. And mum said, if you struggle with the soccer, come to London, which he did. And then they got married. They had my older sister. But then on the way back on the boat to Australia, they stopped at South Africa, and they stayed there for 6 years where I was born. So I'm of Australian stock, and I'm very, very, very Australian. So I didn't want anyone to think I'm actually South African. I'm not.
No, you're, well, and more importantly, you're a local here in Lake Macquarie in Newcastle, Craig.
Exactly. I'm a local Spears Point Bullaroo boy who went over to Middlesbrough against the odds. And that's the story. And there was some politics involved. And when I was 13 and 14, all the selectors, all the administrators, all the people that ran the game back then said I wasn't good enough to get in the Lake Macquarie rep team.
Right.
And my dad, who knew the game, said, that's not right, that's not fair. And he pulled me out of Lake Macquarie and put me into the Newcastle competition, and I played for Lambton at 14 years of age. I actually did get into the Newcastle rep team, so Dad was right. And then I said, well, Dad, I love this soccer that I'm seeing on a Monday night on the ABC called Match of the Day. I want to go to England and be a soccer player.
And you,
that's at 14 years of age.
And you made your dreams come true. And another dream of yours is, you want to do soccer's version of Big Bash cricket, but a lot in the game think it's ridiculous. Why do you think that soccer needs a version of Big Bash cricket to revolutionise it?
It's very simple. It's very simple. The game here has gone backwards since the golden generation. So the same politics that I mentioned earlier, and what has saved us is the Matildas, and I call them the glorious Matildas, because if it wasn't for Matildas, we wouldn't have that huge influx of money that a World Cup of sport brings to a country such as Australia. So those people that are saying that the Big Bash of soccer is ridiculous, they don't know what the hell they're talking about, because the ratings for soccer at the moment are tanking. A lot of the clubs are going bankrupt. The league itself is going bankrupt. The Americans have bought a third of the league, of which there's no promotion and relegation. So ratings, and you know all about ratings, Richard. If you don't rate on the radio, you're off. And we are not rating because it's very simple. We are in the world of entertainment. Let's call it sports entertainment, right? And rugby, you look at the product, rugby league and the state of origin, and then going over to Vegas. I mean, it's wonderful to watch. The AFL charge about a fifth of what soccer charges the parents, right, in Australia, and give them nothing back. So all the money's going to the administrators and nothing back into the game itself.
All right.
So our game, believe it or not, is in big trouble.
Right.
Right. And I've put out what I call an SOS, which is a Save Our Soccer campaign that says, let's create the Rugby Sevens of Hong Kong here in Newcastle, and let's call it the A-League Super Sixes, where there's a five-month window where there's no games, but all the players are being paid money, but there's no income coming in.
All right.
They've got to fly over to Asia for games. So why not use that 5 months to create a Big Bash of soccer or an Australian Open of tennis, right, that then earns money for the clubs and the players rather than just money going out of their pocket. And they wonder why they're going bankrupt.
Right.
Whoever's told you it's bizarre, please get their name and number, and I'll speak to them, because at the moment the clubs are going bankrupt. Newcastle has just got a new owner, but they've been going bankrupt, if you didn't know, Richard,
yes,
for 4 years.
Yes.
So what's wrong with using the same assets, brilliant assets, expensive assets, like McDonald Jones Stadium and the training grounds out at Spears Point, to take the same players that are already being paid, including the women, by the way.
Yes. Yep.
And then turning the costs into content and training days into pay days. In fact, please, the people you spoke to, tell them that they're stupid, because why wouldn't you sweat your assets when they're desperate to be sweated to keep yourself alive?
All right. Business? Okay. So your proposal is a six-a-side competition in the off-season, comprising four 15-minute quarters.
Yes.
Right. Okay. But many would argue that, you know, the game's got to get its act into, you know, and attract television, et cetera, before they can head down the track of doing something different like this.
No. This is
the saviour, in your opinion.
Listen, Richard, for you and your listeners, right, tomorrow morning in Brazil, in Argentina, in England, what the players will do and what the players want to do and what the management, the coaches want the players to do is to play six-a-side against each other. Why? Because that's where the art, the craft, the skill, the joy, the love of the game is. So the Big Bash of soccer, right, and yes, we borrow that name from cricket because marketeers, advertisers, sponsors know that the Big Bash rates. And it actually saved cricket, which is a week-long, most boring game in the world. I played cricket. But to watch it on television, we're competing with all these other codes for the entertainment and the money space of the Australian customer, which is relatively small compared to the rest of the world. So rather than having a nine, as well as, by the way, we're not touching soccer, we're creating a rugby sevens of Hong Kong or Australian Open of tennis for the broadcasters and the sponsors to put new money into the game while focusing on better entertainment. So what would you rather have, 90 minutes and a draw and very little goalmouth action, or an hour, 15 minutes, 20 goals, like the score's 10-10 or it's 9-11 or 13-12, doesn't matter. Same players, same great players, same great clubs, same great stadiums, but six times more
all
action.
Right. Okay.
Richard, what's wrong with the argument?
Look, I'm not saying there's anything wrong with the argument. I'm just saying there are many that don't think it'll work or it'll happen. Look, I'm not suggesting it's not a bad. I think it's probably a good idea. In your opinion, Craig, you think it'll be the saviour of soccer in Australia?
100%.
All right. Okay. Look, we'll have to leave it there.
Please, Richard.
Yep.
Tell me why you think a new digital format for the world's largest sport that gives you 20 goals in an hour rather than perhaps a 1-1 draw in 90 minutes.
If that's the case and it's going to be exciting, then I'm sure it will attract an audience. Look, we'll have to leave it there. But good to talk to you, Craig. We'll have to have a cuppa again soon, and I hope you have a wonderful birthday and enjoy the time with your mother over on the western shores of beautiful Lake Macquarie. Craig Johnson celebrating his 64th birthday today. Yeah, look, maybe if you're a football lover, as in the round ball game, what do you think about Big Bash Soccer? Do you think it's a good idea?